From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Sudan's former first vice president, Riek Machar, has fled to the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. A UN spokesman told reporters Thursday that Machar and a small group of people turned up in the DRC. He said the UN mission in South Sudan had no part in Machar's arrival. There are indications that Machar may be ill. He has been in hiding since early July following clashes between his supporters and government troops in South Sudan's capital Juba that killed more than 300 people. Brazilian police say they might charge U.S. Olympic swimmers with vandalism and giving false testimony after the swimmers admitted they fabricated a story about being robbed at gunpoint. Swimmers Ryan Lochte, Jack Conger, Gunnar Bentz, and James Feigen initially told police they were robbed at gunpoint early Sunday morning on their way back from a party outside Olympic Village in Rio de Janeiro, but two of the swimmers admitted to fabricating the story. Jamaican runner Usain Bolt is back in action Thursday to defend his unofficial title of the fastest man alive. He's competing in the 200-meter sprint. Bolt won the race in London in 2012. And already won the 100-meter race this year in Rio. The U.S. State Department says Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Nigeria and Saudi Arabia next week to discuss regional issues. A spokesman says Kerry will first go to Nigeria and meet with President Muhammadu Buhari. They will discuss the threat of the terrorist group Boko Haram. The two leaders will also discuss Nigeria's economy and human rights issues. This is VOA News.